When we're talking about states, we're talking about nations, we're talking about countries. Over time, the term state has become the dominant term as a political unit in the world. State can be defined as a body of people living in a defined territory, organized politically, that means they have a government, and with the power to make and enforce laws without the consent of a higher authority. There are over 190 states in the world, and they vary greatly in size, military power, the depth of their natural resources, what kind of economics importance they have in relationship with other states. But all of them possess four characteristics: population, territory, sovereignty, and a government. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through and explain each of those, and then I'm going to talk about sovereignty separately, and I'm going to explain to you too what a state is not. The key here on what a state is not is that it has the power to enforce law without consent of a higher authority. So Oak Ridge is not a state. The state of Michigan is not, in a global sense, a state. It's not a nation because the United States of America in Washington, D.C., has authority over Lansing. But don't get confused to think that Indiana or Ohio or California or Texas are states in this regard. They are not states, because Washington, D.C., in fact, has a higher authority than any of them. The United States of America, however, is a state. It is a nation. And it is because it is the highest authority in the land. The laws that come out of Washington run the country. In the same case, Canada is a state, and Mexico is a state, and Brazil is a state, and the Netherlands is a state, and Germany is a state, and Denmark is a state. All of these countries are states in a global sense. So, okay, what do we have then? What does it take to be a state? Well, it's got to have a people. It's got to have a population. The size of the population doesn't have any direct bearing on whether or not it is a state, and the people who make up the state may or may not be of the same culture or the same background. Some states have a population that is much, much more diverse than other states. Two, a state has to have territory. Just as a state can't exist without people, it has to have land. It has to have borders. The biggest state in the world is Russia. It's 6.6 million square miles or more. The United States is almost 4 million square miles. But every single state has to have territory. So it has to have people, and it has to have territory. Every state is organized politically. That means it has to have a government. Government can be a dictatorship, it can be a monarchy, it can be a democracy of varying kinds, but it has to have a government. And finally, every state is sovereign. It has supreme and absolute power within its own territory. Now, I'm going to talk in the next podcast about sovereignty separately.